list of facts or a flagrant disregard for the outdated and inhibitional so-called code of ethics, the thin line which separates the animal from the vegetable is obliterated, leaving them free to intoxicate their need to fulfill the lowest common denominator. With the mating of good ignorance and a sheer force of will, they are willing to meet and greet any danger, no matter how devastating the consequences, in order to fuel the necessary agitation which feeds their entire existence. Without the stimulating intoxicant, the banality of their boring and miserable lives becomes too chronic and depressing a constant to bear. Only through the threat of constant danger or the imprisonment of incomprehensible pain can they find a suitable distraction to veer them away from the dull reality which they seek so desperately to escape. The reality that they will never, ever be another Charles Manson, Jim Morrison, Jim Jones, Jack the Ripper, Tex Ritter, Clint Eastwood, Mario Andretti, Mohammed Ali, Lenny Bruce, Lizzie Borden, Andy Warhol, or Albert Einstein. The fact that they're going to be struggling every other day of their lousy goddamn lives just to be able to afford the cost of living yet another hopeless, rotten existence full of heartaches, bum deals, bad trips, burnouts, rip-offs, fuck-ups, and every other stinking lousy abuse you want to fling in the face of these poor, miserable, misfit, reject, loser, outlaws. Yeah, outlaws. The kind of people that don't fit in to your society. Because to fit in would be the kiss of death. Dull. Dumb. Square. And I'm all for animal liberation and the right to be a pig. Because that's what it's all about.
Thank you. Fight, you know what I mean? I don't
fight, fight.
You know what I mean? We'll be right back.
activism. It's the control of the establishment which is ripping the country apart. 5 more years of the Tories. You know, now the whole country is left at the mercy of the Tories.
System.